It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. In this week's Power Chat episode, we're doing something a little bit different. I'm actually handing the mic over to Kiara. Now, you may remember Kiara from last week's episode of Charm City Buyers. So what I decided to do was have her do a Q&A. Now, I allowed her to answer questions from the live audience that we had last week. So this is all about real estate. So and also building teams, building relationships as you're building your company, etc. So I'm super excited to be handing over the Power Chat episode this week to Kiara. So without further ado, Kiara from Charm City Buyers, let's go.
How did you get started? So we started investing in real estate about a year out of college. So we went and decided we bought a three unit shell of a property. So we did $120,000 renovation on that 3-unit property for our very first one. And we still own it. Those three families still call it home. Our very first tenant is still our tenant at that property now. But yeah, when we started in real estate, we dove in. We decided that we wanted to invest in probably like June or July and bought our first property by October. And then we had to get the funding for it and figure all that stuff out because we definitely didn't have any money other than what we had saved up for that first year of working full time. But yeah, we bought a 3-unit shell and then we just kept going. We just never stopped. How do you break down the responsibility between the both of you? So what we've learned is to really lean into each of our passions. So I'm really passionate about our Next Gen Accelerator. So I'm really passionate about our students and making sure that our mentees are winning and finding success in real estate in Baltimore. Like for me, our Next Gen Accelerator is about how do I turn the lessons that I learned, some of them the hard way, into opportunities for people to not have to learn the hard way. That gives me validation. I think I needed to have good moments from the bad moments. And so I really enjoy that. So I focus a lot on that side of the business as well as strategy for the stuff that Khalil does. Khalil focuses on our community engagement, how we're working with not only residents, but also politicians and how we're doing a lot of the larger development work. So Khalil runs our development side and helps to lead our construction company. And then we tag team everything else. And so eventually we just learn to have each other focus on what we're passionate about and give each other a space to be successful. How do we stay prepared with the workload and responsibilities of being a realtor? So I am not a realtor. I don't consider myself a realtor at all. So as a realtor, though, you are based on commission. So you are going to see a return on your time. How bad do you want it? So you need to set some goals and figure out, work backwards to what you need to be spending your time on, probably building your leads and relationships and networking. That's really big with a realtor. But in general, anyone, when you're working 9 to 5 and you're trying to build up for your 5 to 9 and trying to get yourself in a position to work full time for yourself, you just need to be able to lock into your goals. And at the end of the day, when it gets hard and you don't feel like it and you're tired and whatever, the question should always be, how bad do you want it? Because that's what's going to drive what's next. How do you balance husband-wife relationship versus business partners? One of the things we do and have been doing is we'll travel together. When we go away, like, it kind of helps to change the environment sometimes so we can just like be who we are and take some of the business pieces out of it. But at the end of the night, you know, once Michaela's in bed and everything, we're just friends, you know, and just enjoy each other's company and try to really try to turn it off. I think we've gotten good on turning the business off and just, you know, I can just be the wife and just, you know, just be chilling and just enjoy each other's company. Like, we were friends first and, you know, we've been friends for a long time. We've been together for 13 years. So it's nice to just go out to dinner or hang out with friends. And it really helps us to bring down all of the energy and the ambition and all the work and all the projects and all the meetings, all the things that we have going on. We try to take that time and surround ourselves with people that balance us out a little bit. Did you use collateral to get started or straight cash? Great question. So our very first property, Khalil, actually, when he graduated college a year before me. And so when he graduated, he actually moved back home with his parents. He shared a room with his brother again, and he saved up a ton of money. He was super disciplined. Khalil, one of his biggest strengths is his discipline. And so he was really disciplined and saved up a bunch of money, not knowing really what he was going to save it up for. I graduated, I was working full time, and I had a roommate. So I was saving up money as well. And so we put our money together and we purchased the purchase price. That was cash. So we bought it with $26,000 of his and my cash. And then the renovation, the $120,000 renovation, came from a nonprofit, actually. So we worked with a nonprofit that was also focused on investing and developing real estate in that area, in that neighborhood. And that's how we got the renovation funding to do the project. How much money do you need to get started? How do you get funding? So how much money you need to get started is kind of a trick question, because it depends on where you're getting funding from. It depends on the project. It depends on a lot of different things. When our mentees talk about how much money they need to get started, I usually say the less money you have, the more hustle you might need to put in, right? So there are ways to get into real estate with limited amount of cash, but you need to make sure that you know how to manage money, like your relationship with money is strong, that you know how to, you know, if you can't balance your own checkbook, you know, are you going to be able to balance a business, business numbers and business revenue well? Maybe, maybe not, right? And so I'm more focused on what's your relationship with money than the actual cash that you have on hand, because there's a lot of ways to invest in real estate and do things in the real estate game. But typically, our students will have usually between $10,000 to $15,000 to invest at least. But again, there's some people who have bought property with much less, and there's some people who have bought property using a lot more. So funding. So we are really big on, where did you get the funding or how do you get funding? I saw that question a few times. We're really big on being creative with getting access to capital. So we've done a little bit of everything from seller financing deals to working with hard money, to working with nonprofits, to working with banks, to working with portfolio lenders, to doing all kinds of stuff, raising money, private capital, all that kind of stuff. We've done a little bit of everything. State funding, tax credits, we're all in. So you're only limited by your ability to be creative when it comes to investing in real estate. So we tend to get very creative. So that's a gem. See, if I know y'all on a Booze channel, y'all don't know me, but I'm known for the gems, right? I just drop them. That's just what I do. No, I'm just playing. But as we're waiting for to kind of get started back up with the podcast, you can drop some more questions if you want. y'all probably like, okay, this is cool, but where do I, how do I set up my ad account?
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.